Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
First thing I do, I'd give you some guys that we'll rule out today. That'll be John Bates, Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, and Jaden Daniels. And I know you'll want to discuss with Jaden. He's working incredibly hard around the clock to get back. Ultimately, doctors haven't cleared him just yet. He's absolutely doing everything he possibly can. So Marcus is going to start again.
That's Dan Quinn after practice today talking about his Commanders and a lack of health going into week four. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We'll get to the calls in a moment. You can dial us up at 800-636-1067. Interact with us on social at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. We're at Char Bar, and we'll be here all afternoon long until 6:30 when the show ends. Reston, this is the site of the JW Marriott. This whole little neighborhood here with the huge screen to watch the Ryder Cup outside. It's just really, really cool.
It is a gorgeous set of construction, thoughtfully done too, so it's like you can sort of walk around, check out some of the outdoor spaces, indoor spaces. The bar kind of faces this really nice intersection as you kind of you pass through here in this sort of new urban landscape. It's really neat, man. It's really nicely done.
I can't help but think when I hear Dan Quinn talking each day about how badly Daniels wants to play and how much he's being held back, that is an indicator behind the scenes that he is really pushing them.
Almost like acknowledging that fact, right?
Yeah, I think he's putting out there for everyone, and maybe even for Jaden to hear. He wants it known publicly that this is not like Daniels being hurt and saying, I can't go. And that's important to somebody if he keeps saying it. Maybe it's just Quinn himself, but I would guess Daniels to some extent. You know, you got to go back to before the draft when he had to hear rhetoric from a lot of folks like me that worried about his frame and how many games he would miss. I know that's something you've talked about a lot too. And so here he is with a injury, missing a couple games, and I'm sure in the back of his mind, he's going, no, people got to know. If this was up to me, I'm on the field. Because the toughness passed has been test.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that test, rather, has been passed by Jaden Daniels.
Flying colors. You play four games or whatever it was with a broken rib.
Yeah.
Like you did. No one gets to ask a question for a long time.
And he's really good about not letting noise seep in, but I do wonder if that's not something he thinks about where it's important to the words out there. Look, if it's my decision, if this is, as you said, you know, playoff game, maybe he would be playing. But they're being cautious this week. And seeing him move around as we did in videos on the field where he didn't quite look 100%, but he looked way better, honestly, than I thought he was going to. I actually saw those, and I thought, well, maybe he could play if he had to. The problem is just the stuff that you can't account for, that you can't predict. Somebody comes free, you know, free release off the edge. You've got to make that quick burst movement to get away from them or to jolt one direction or the other.
Yep.
That's where you just don't know how that knee is going to hold up, and there's no reason, if you're not convinced, to put him in that spot. But the question we're asking you guys is, how are you now filing this game on a Football Friday? I feel like every Friday, there's like buckets you could put games in. Should win. should lose, toss up. You know, maybe that's the three. And you could, it, within those drawers, you could even have different dividers. But I have had this as a should win game throughout the week. I'm now moving it into the toss up category. Think politics. Think election night.
Yeah, this state leans this way, and right. Now it's moved to... Yeah.
This state is no longer leaning red or blue. This state is now officially like a toss-up battleground, whatever. This is purple. I don't know what they call it. I guess those are the right primary colors. My wife will be upset. She was an art major at James Madison University.
Red and blue is purple.
Makes sense.
Right?
I now have this game in the toss-up category. What about you?
I'm right there. I, you know, my confidence level was 50-50, and I know a lot of Washington fans are going, are you out of your mind? They just got shut up by Carolina. And that's honestly a part of the equation, but it's not the way that you think for me. They're road underdogs for a reason. It's not just some weird accident. It's not just like, you know, for people's health. Those buildings are really tall out there for a reason. I think I'm still going to pick them to win because I still don't quite trust one final play from Atlanta. And I might trust it a little bit more maybe from Washington, whether it's a scramble from Mariota or something to that effect. But, yeah, to me, this is a narrow pick'em type game, right, where Atlanta now is favored. But, you know, as the home team, maybe that's where the edge comes from. But I think this is a coin toss kind of game. So, yeah, toss-up I think is perfect.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 is the number Dez called. He's in Marlow Heights, wants to talk Commanders-Falcons 2 days out. What's up, Dez? How are you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Oh, Des, I'm going to throw you back on hold because your phone is...
That is spotty. That is spotty
bad.
Service there.
And you waited too long to have no opportunity, so we'll throw you on hold. Let's go to Mike in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Mike? How are you?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, bud.
Yeah, so I think we going into Atlanta and going to take care of business. I have all the confidence in the world in Mariota and group. You know, no J.D., no Terry. That's okay. We take care of business in Atlanta. And we go on to the following week, see y'all in Los Angeles against the Chargers.
Let me ask you a question about that.
27-17, final score, Washington.
So let me ask you about that, because I don't hate that take that all these injuries don't end up meaning they can't win the game and they still beat Atlanta. But do you feel that way because of the Falcons or because of the Commanders? Like, in other words, if Sunday was in L.A. and this was the at-the-Chargers game without these guys – would you still say it doesn't matter, they're going to win? Or is this based on the matchup, how bad the Falcons looked last week, and what you think of them as a team that looks like it could be 1-3 at the end of the weekend?
Yeah, I'm basing it on a lot of variables. One being Washington, you know, defense looking the way they looked last week. I look for a repeat of that defense. Atlanta does match up with us very well. You know, we always play them relatively close. But because of the way they played last week and, you know, us knocking them out, you know, almost the playoffs last year, I think Atlanta does kind of give us a little scare. But we take care of business because we want it more.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you. By the way, if you look at the results within the rivalry,
yeah,
I'm not
four straight close games.
Yeah,
from
I'm
Washington,
not a huge fan of, like, what happened a year or two or three ago because it's different iterations of the team. Washington has survived and beaten Atlanta in these tight games and has won four in a row and has had a lot of success in that building as well. Now, some of that's different coaching staffs, different quarterbacks, different players, so it's not overly relevant, but I'm throwing that out there just to kind of back up the caller's point. But, Danny, the reason I asked him that was I think coming off of a game like Sunday, you're going to be a little overconfident as a Commanders fan based on what you just saw because they whooped the Raiders. But I can't underscore enough the fact that Vegas had just played on Monday, had traveled cross-country, and Washington hadn't played since Thursday. And we're early enough in the season that like a lot of what we see is very week-to-week dependent. It's matchup dependent. It's based on schedule and how things went for those 3 hours. And we make it gospel in the media or as fans. Whereas same thing with the Falcons. Everyone sees that they got beat 30-0 by Carolina. Oh, they stink. They're awful. Who are they playing this week? Pick that team in Survivor. They're not that bad. Just like Washington may not be as good without all these players that are hurt as they looked against the Raiders.
Yeah, I think that's well said. People are really reacting. You know, it's the Rufio analogy you always use from Peter Pan, right? That they're running one side to the other because the combined difference in these games is, you know, almost 50 points, where Washington dominated and Atlanta got dominated. So all of a sudden, that's the story. That's what we're looking at. That's, you know, Atlanta stinks and Washington's good. And we always learn. I mean, again, Cleveland beats Green Bay. You watch these spreads get covered time after time after time, and all of a sudden you go, you know, adjustments get made. It's not as if it's, you know, they're not New Orleans. This isn't the Jets. It's not some hapless group that's just sort of lucky to be fielding 53 people. Atlanta's got some things. Again, I'm not telling you they're good. I'm not telling you they're winning the division or even going to the postseason. But I'm also telling you they're not 30-0 bad every week they show up.
800-636-1067 is how you can join us on Grant and Danny. Let's go to Josh in West Hills listening on the fan. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Grant, Danny.
Buddy.
Great hearing you guys. I'm listening to you all the way out here in California on the Odyssey app. Love your show.
Appreciate you.
Thank you very much, man.
I see a total squeaker, maybe like a game decided by a field goal. Could go either way. I see a lot of misplays. You know, I think the Falcons are a dangerous team on offense and defense. They may not be playing with it, but they've got talent everywhere. Maybe should have beaten the Commanders last year. And if you just don't mind me saying, I am livid about this Terry McLaurin injury. Who couldn't have seen it coming? Everyone saw it coming. Anyways, love your show, you guys. I'll get up.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm going to put a pin in that to come back to it because not only the Terry McLaurin injury, mm-hmm. I had somebody text me, and I hadn't thought about this, but we talked a lot about how the preseason, the workload was very light, and training camp was not as physical or grueling as some of the camps we've seen in Ashburn over the years. And they have a litany of injuries as a team. Now, it's a really easy thing to work back from the result and to now speculate and guess as to how we got here. But I just want to ask the question, is it fair to wonder whether it's McLaurin specifically? That one makes a lot of sense to me. Well, if it does, then why not team-wide? With the number of guys that didn't participate in the preseason or didn't do a whole lot or the number of guys held out of practices constantly to just get to the regular season healthy. And lo and behold, you fast forward not even a month into the season and they're the walking wounded and they're ruling a half dozen guys out before they hit the road to go to Atlanta, something we'll get back to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.